Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. If you are cool and young and youthful and you know about the TikToks, then no doubt you know about Finn. He is a 15-year-old who has spent the last 6 years of his life literally traveling from country to country. Imagine being 15.
Bro.
And you live on a boat and you've already visited 40 countries.
Nah, that's amazing. He's living his best life.
But his feed, like, bro, just the content he puts out. His parents also have a YouTube channel. It's like this next-gen family. They are currently in Durban. We caught up with him, the whole chat, what it's like to be 15, and just, you know, cruising, quite literally. Available ecr.co.za. Just click on Stacey and Jay Spur.
Yeah, so it's a Wednesday, and we're almost going to get into the half of the year. And I don't know about you guys, but everyone I've had a conversation with, specifically this year, has just been going through the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 2022 has served us something not so delicious. Here it is. We need to eat it, swallow, and it hasn't been a good time. I'll start and say, right, that with me in particular, I know, like, I look like I'm happy and I'm smiling and all's good, but yo, guys, like, a lot is happening at the same time. Look at me. Look at me. Yeah. How tired do I look? I was saying to you outside before the show began that if someone had to come and slap me, I would just die.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so mentally and physically exhausted. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, like, almost unofficially able to can. I mean, now that COVID's in season 5.
Bro.
And you know, it's like half the time you're at work, but then you got to go back home because now 3 people in the office have COVID, and then your kids are at school, and that's been cancelled, and petrol costs so much money, and it's like it does kind of feel like it's all coming at us at the same time. And we are obviously very, very stoked to be able to pull ourselves out of our own life kind of drudgery to come and host Stacey and Jay Spur every day, because it gives us a form of escape too. But we're also people. So if we're going through it, and people who we know are going through it, then maybe you're going through it as well. So it isn't really about complaining. It's more about being able to say it, because very often you can't have this conversation with your partner. You can't necessarily have this conversation in front of your kids. You don't want to. Maybe people at the office are not really that close to you. Maybe you just don't want to complain. But we want to know from you right now, if you're listening to us in your car, if you're still at work, if you're at home, you're organizing dinner, whatever your vibe is. How are you doing right now, genuinely?
Yeah, and we do this time to time just to check up on each other, because, I mean, we've had things like the KZN floods. I mean, every day we hear about Eskom. Every day we hear about the petrol price going up. Money is not there. Kids, work. There's a lot going on at the same time. So I think every now and again we'll do this. Just check up on you. How are you doing? You know, where's your headspace at? Like, mentally, are you okay?
And that's what we're asking you this hour. So whether you are or you aren't, the WhatsApp line is open and we want to hear from you. How are you doing?
Stacey and Jace with you till 7 p.m. And on this beautiful Wednesday, we have decided to take the time to just check up on you. I mean, there's a lot going on at the moment. Yo, the list is endless. Petrol price, KZN floods, Eskom is here, but you've also got work, you've got kids. The drama is endless, and we just wanted to check up on you. But also, we're doing this because if you don't have, like, the problems that other people have, we want to remind you that you should be grateful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a shame. When I was younger and I had time, I was one of those people who was like, always be positive, always be positive. And I no longer subscribe to the idea of orchestrated positivity. I think it's okay to sometimes go, I'm actually having a hard time. I am addressing what is going on. Maybe I've been triggered by something. Maybe I need to talk to somebody. Yeah. Maybe I need to, I don't know, share this with someone. I don't have to carry this all on my own. Get a little perspective, get a little clarity, and also shake it off a little bit.
Yeah, and talk to somebody.
Because, yeah, no one can carry all the world's problems on their ace. And at the moment, it's very overwhelming. So we wanted to create a space here where we often share stories that are funny and comical and relatable. But life is also relatable. We're all going through it, and we're all genuinely just trying our best. So we asked you this afternoon, KZN, how are you actually doing? And the response has been overwhelming.
Yeah, people are going through the most.
No,
bro.
But Jay, people don't ask you. So, like, when I go, hey, how are you? Automatically you go,
I'm okay. Everything is great. Yeah, no one actually thinks, like, to answer that question in what it really means. So no one ever asks that question genuinely.
No, but exactly. So we are actually asking. It is the conversation. It is the moment.
Yeah. So Irene, talk to us, man. We're listening.
Hi, Stacey and Jaceboo. It's become heartbreaking. You know, we were able to help other people in need previously, but now it's become so difficult for us to make ends meet ourselves. So it's terrible when we look at those people's faces, you know, those people that we used to be able to help before, and we can't do it for them anymore. It is devastating.
Yeah, I guess you know things are tough when you can't even afford to help.
Yeah.
When you don't have the capacity to help other people that you know are struggling.
And it's in your nature and you want to help, but you can't and you feel like your hands are tied.
Yeah. Before we get into your traffic, we're going to play RT. Talk to us, man. We're listening.
Hey, Stacey and Jaceboo. Like, I'm not going to lie, this year has been showing me flames. So it's just mental exhaustion and just physical exhaustion.
Yeah.
I was pretty much looking forward to something that I was going to do this year, which was my honors, but financially I couldn't. And I've been job hunting since, so I'm not okay, but I'm trying.
Yeah, man. Hey,
I feel like that is
on.
No, but that's it, right? I'm not okay, but I'm trying. So we're going to actually take the majority of your voice notes. And some of them are 2-3 minutes long.
Yeah.
Some of them have pictures attached to them because it's sure. very evident that no one's asked you how you are and you haven't felt like you were in a vulnerable or safe enough space to actually answer. So thank you for being that vulnerable with us. We're going to put them together and we've got something we want to play for you. Not because we need faux positivity, but because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We're not okay, but we're trying. How old is this song? When did this come out? Like 2000 and something, right?
I think, yeah. But my 2001.
So it's like 20 years old.
Yeah, it's very old.
Do you remember 20 years ago when life was simple and we didn't have these problems, guys?
Stacey, don't remind me of 20 years ago. It was a very long time ago. It was good times. We didn't have this weight over our shoulders. We had no bills to pay, no problems. Life was just easy, bro.
Yeah. Anyway, so in this hour, we're doing a mental health check-in with you, KZN. We do this every few months. And actually, honestly speaking, as we start to feel like, whew, okay, this is becoming, this is quite hard to maintain this. We go, well, if we're feeling like this, then other people are feeling like this too. So just open forum and tell us how you feel. And you did.
Yeah, and thank you so much for just being vulnerable. We appreciate that. Everyone has a seat on this table. The voice notes came through thick and fast. Here they are.
South Coast has been struggling without water for the past 2 months, juggling 3 kids, stay-at-home mom, and all the above stresses. I'm feeling you, Cebu. It's draining.
I'm still struggling mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. Like it's a huge buildup of things, and it is really from when COVID started.
Oh my goodness. And the answer is simple, exhausted.
Must say, the lockdown and everything has caused a lot of problems in a person's life. It sucks.
Unfortunately, we're not doing too good after the floods, and it damaged the roads very bad, and my husband hasn't been to work from then.
I am doing great, by God's grace. Only by God's grace.
Stacey and Jason, East Coast Radio.
Yo, as you can hear on all those voice notes, people are just going through the most. We just want to say as well, you know, you're going through the most, but just be strong, because at the end of the day, things will get better and it won't rain forever. You know what I mean? And yeah, just try, bro. Just try each
day. But that's the best that you could do. And I think that every single person knows that they're trying their best. Doesn't mean that it's graceful. Doesn't mean that it's tens across the board.
Easy.
Exactly. Doesn't mean that you're going to get it right, or that people are going to be standing and, you know, giving you flowers and clapping hands and putting a sash and a crown on you. As a human race, we have had a very rough last few years. As people of KZN, we've had a very, very, very rough last few years. So we wanted like someone to turn the beat around for us a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. And there is this guy named Trey Donjon, and he kind of takes it upon himself to remind you, right, that even though it's rough up in these streets, the sun will shine again. And he put something together for us specifically for the show and for all of you who listen every single day. We are all in this together.
Top of the AM, top of the morning. it's midweek motivation. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. Shout out to East Coast Radio, Stacey and Jay Spoo. Have a good week, my people.
Stacey and Jay Spoo. Stacey and Jay Spoo. East Coast Radio. To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.